An approved treatment to help with COVID can be hard to get. I'm David Brancaccio. First to China and the huge property developer with what is these days an ironic name, Evergrande. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that international bond investors have not received some Evergrande money that came due this week. Is Evergrande good for the massive amount of debt it owes? Perhaps $300 billion. That's the size of the entire gross domestic product of Chile or Finland. Some worry an Evergrande collapse would shake the world financial system. Others say the damage would be China-focused. What are chances Beijing bails the company out? Watching this from China is Marketplace's Jennifer Pak. Good morning.
Morning.
I've been looking. The Chinese government has been quite quiet about whether or not it would bail out Evergrande. Any chance?
Well, it's really unclear. You see, the government in recent years has been much more willing to let big companies fail because it really wants to send the message that there are risks if you borrow recklessly. And Evergrande certainly did that on a massive scale.
Yeah, and it has a massive footprint. It's among the top three real estate companies in China, property developers. Is this one of these too big to fail companies?
Well, it's big, but not that big on a national scale compared to its other competitors. On a regional scale, though, in certain places, Evergrande is also a major taxpayer and an employer.
People who hold Evergrande's debt are probably hoping for some kind of bailout for that company. What are you hearing about under what circumstances Beijing might act?
Well, analysts I've spoken to have listed two scenarios. One is if Evergrande's debt crisis affects the financial system or if it affects the housing market. Neither of those scenarios have happened so far, but any bailout would likely be partial. And it would be more focused on ordinary investors and especially home buyers, because right now there are some 600,000 homes or units which are unfinished but already pre-sold. There could also be local help, say from provincial governments, to help finish the housing projects. Or perhaps even a government company could take over and restructure Evergrande. But so far, analysts say it's still too soon to talk about this.
All right. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak in Shanghai following this big story. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Markets, the Dow future is down 88 points, 0.3% now. The 10-year interest rate is at 1.41%, higher than midweek. New York City lawmakers passed a package of laws yesterday to improve conditions for delivery people working for apps like DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that.
The new worker protections include minimum pay, access to bathrooms at restaurants, and greater transparency around tipping. They come after a wave of measures in other cities that have limited how much the apps can charge restaurants.
You know, the other shoe was going to drop at some point, and it's dropping now.
Sucharita Kadali is an analyst with Forrester.
There was just not enough margin in restaurant delivery to make money.
So she says the platforms have depended on holding down the cost of labor and other efficiencies. With increased regulation, the apps could pass more of the cost to consumers, says NYU business professor Arun Sundarajan, or bypass traditional restaurants.
And more about ghost kitchens and commercial kitchens, you know, being set up purely for delivery.
He says those operations are more efficient and easier to scale up. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart.
Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Monoclonal antibodies are increasingly in demand by doctors treating people with COVID-19. Given early enough, the approach can keep people out of intensive care. Now, the treatments can be expensive, resource-intensive, and not always available. Here's Marketplace's Amanda Peacher.
When Jill Moriarty got COVID in August, she was miserable.
Feeling like I was living my last moments of life.
Her doctors in Orlando, Florida, recommended a monoclonal antibody treatment.
There was two infusion nurses and an infectious disease doctor.
The infusion took about 30 minutes, plus an hour to watch for side effects.
And another doctor came in to check me over to make sure I was okay.
Moriarty is also battling cancer, so the medical staff were extra attentive. Still, that's two nurses and two doctors for one treatment.
It's been a resource constraint because we could use those nurses in the hospital instead of in the infusion center.
Dr. David Pate is the former CEO of the St. Luke's Health System in Idaho, where many ICUs are full. He says some patients who refuse the vaccine will ask for antibody treatments.
It's perplexing. We have far more experience with the vaccines than we do with the monoclonal antibody.
Monoclonal antibodies are authorized only for emergency use right now, and Pate says the treatment is costly.
The vaccine may be cost around $20, monoclonal antibodies over $2,000.
The government foots that bill, so patients pay nothing. Until recently, healthcare providers could put in direct requests for the antibody treatments, but the Federal Health and Human Services Department stepped in to manage supply. Delta surges in states with high rates of unvaccinated people are pushing demand for the therapy.
So we have now a limited supply.
Dr. Christian Reimers is with Family Health Centers of San Diego. He hopes he can get enough treatments to patients who need it.
This is really the most effective therapy that we have for COVID-19.
And it can save resources and money. Reimers says, on average, every patient that winds up in the hospital costs about $25,000 to treat. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.
And Delta Airlines is pushing for a national no-fly list to ban jerks from flights. Some airlines already run a tally of people banned for violent or otherwise unruly behavior. Delta has 1,600 people on theirs. Our digital producer is Redmond Carolipio. Our engineers are J.C. Bold and Jessen Dueler. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.